It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. It's Tuesday, and we're glad that you're with us on this 10th day of the month. May the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together to be able to open up your word once again. And we pray that your spirit will teach us the things we need to know as we hear today's message. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and as always, help us to grow in grace and in wisdom. For these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
today is the four winds and the great sea. The four winds and the great sea. We're reading Daniel chapter 7, and actually just a verse or two. Let's pray. Father, be with us as we understand what the four winds represent and what the great sea represents. In Jesus' name, amen. In Daniel 7, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Now, this is so interesting because Belshazzar, remember, was that king who saw the handwriting on the wall. So I believe God was preparing Daniel to and reminding Daniel of the vision of the concurrent or successive, rather, kingdoms that would rule the world, starting with Babylon, then Medo-Persia, then Greece, then Rome, okay, followed by Roman Catholicism in the feet and where it was combined the iron and clay, which represents the church, according to Jeremiah 18. And so he was reminded of that. And then later in that time period, while Belshazzar was ruling, God let it be known that that night the handwriting was on the wall. In other words, he was weighed in the balances and came up wanting. And that very night, by the way, he was overcome by the Medes and the Persians. The Bible says, Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven drove upon the great sea. The four winds of heaven drove upon the great sea. Okay, my brothers and sisters, let's talk about the final part of that. What is the great sea? In Revelation chapter 17, verse 15, it says, the waters that thou sawest whereon the horse sitteth are peoples, multitudes, nations. The water represents people. It represents nations and tongues. It represents the great sea would therefore be the world, the whole world of people with its various nations and civilizations. So wherever you see water, you see civilization, you see large amounts of people, okay? That's important because there's a prophecy of a beast rising out of the earth, which is the opposite of a sea, that's dry land as opposed to the ocean, and that would be a discovered land. We're going to learn later in this same chapter that a beast represents a nation, okay? So the sea, though, represents peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues, according to Revelation 17, 15. So we're going to take a little journey regarding the four winds, and I will tell you, it's sometimes good, and it's sometimes bad. But let's look at Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 32 and 33. It says, thus, as we try to understand winds, particularly the four winds, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind, shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. What was it? A great whirlwind, as nation would rise against nation. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the earth. Friends, this is talking about strife, war, bloodshed, the bloodshed of crime, the bloodshed of conquering nations. Jeremiah 49, 36 and 37, and upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven and will scatter them toward all the winds. And there shall be no nation whither the outcast of Elam shall not come, for I will cause Elam to be destroyed before their enemies and before them that seek their life. And I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, saith the Lord. And I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. So friends, in these cases, wind represents bloodshed, war, devastation. It's not good. However, we need to recognize that wind is also a symbol of the work of the Holy Spirit. So it's not always the force of evil. Sometimes it's the force of love. Let me show it to you. We're going in our Bibles now to Ezekiel chapter 37. In Ezekiel 37, And we're looking at verse 15. The Bible says, "The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel." Let me see if I got that right. Nope. Let me just, I'm sorry. It stops at that verse. It starts with verse 1. "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he saith unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." My friends, does your life feel like a pack of dry bones? Do you feel lifeless, spiritless? Oh, Christ wants to come and breathe upon you the Holy Spirit and the life to wake up your dry bones, my friends. It can happen, but you've got to hear the word of the Lord. "Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you," that's muscles, "and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you. And ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews of the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind." That's why I was telling you the wind can represent the work of God on the world and the work of the devil. "Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and will bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." So, my brothers and sisters, in this case, the Holy Spirit was the wind coming from the four winds, dealing with God's people who heard the word of the Lord. So, friends, yes, God can save a church, but the church has to hear the word. So God can wake up your lifeless spiritual life. If you feel dead in Christ, he can wake you up, but you've got to hear the word of the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord from the four winds of heaven, the Spirit of the Lord will come and infuse you and give you victory in every area of your life, my friends. You've got to stay in the word. You see, we spend too much time in Hollywood. Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is the actual wood that is used by witches and warlocks to cast spells on people. And so when we watch a lot of TV, friends, that's getting Hollywood. You're letting the devil keep your bones dry, and you don't have any life. You can't say like David, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Why can't we say that? Because we're not reading it, because we're not dwelling on it, because we're not memorizing it. Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That's how we'll know. So, friends, it's the church that's hearing the word of the Lord that's going to be awakened, friends, not the one that's compromising, friends. We've got to hear the word of the Lord. So Daniel saw the four winds strive upon the great sea. I want to end this by going to Revelation the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, we see something that points us to the last days of this earth's history. If you turn to Revelation chapter 7, it says in verse 1, "And after these things, I saw four angels standing upon the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor any trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead." This is referring to the last days, my brothers and sisters, and we are about to see an unleashing of the four winds. But God is faithful, and he's waiting for you, my friend. He's waiting for me. He wants to put his character in our forehead, the seal of the living God. That represents what is represented by the Sabbath day. You see, the Sabbath is a memorial of God's creation. And if we have allowed him to create in us a clean heart, my friend, then we're walking in his way and staying in his word and denying all these evil thoughts and just not even exposing. You know, when I grew up, I was grew up in a Sunday church. My daddy was a preacher. My mom was my Sunday school teacher. And I can remember to this day, I miss my mommy, but I remember to this day, she taught me to sing, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above, and he's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a Father up above, and he's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. There's a Father up above, and he's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go." You see, friends, we have five senses: sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. And if we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit's four winds, we have to hear the word of God. How do we do that? We allow our five senses to be exposed, and we choose to let them be exposed to heavenly themes and things. When we are not cautious and careful, and we just let the TV just roll and go and play, and we're not on heavenly themes, then temptation can come. The devil will send his spirit and overwhelm us. My brothers and sisters, there's coming a time where there's going to be lots of strife and bloodshed. I believe America is headed for a civil war, my brothers and sisters. Why do I believe such things? And why would I say that? Why would you say that? Friends, we are to look at things prophetically. I look at what the Democrats do. I look at what the Republicans do. You know, I just read this, and this is public. So this is from former President Trump. I do subscribe to his channel because I like to know what's going on. And I subscribe to some of the things promoted by the Democrats. Why? Because I see it in a prophetic light. Listen to what the former president said. "The same people that raided Israel are pouring into our once beautiful USA through the totally open southern border." Now, friends, I believe that it's primarily Hispanics that are pouring into our totally open, if you want to call it, southern border. First of all, it's not totally open. And secondly, these are Muslims on this side, but these are more so Roman Catholics in the Hispanic community that are coming up. And so I don't agree with the president, a former president, but I'm just telling you, this is the rhetoric that's being promoted, okay? "Are they planning an attack within our country?" What is that going to cause white supremacists to think? And what is that going to cause white supremacists to do? It's going to cause them to get armed up and ready for a fight. That's what that's going to cause, just like it did on January 6th, my brothers and sisters. So these are the words. "Crooked Joe Biden and his boss Barack Hussein Obama." See, he's trying to, you know, definitely use the Hussein, which was, you know, an African name because it has an Arab sound, so to speak. did this to us. So I'm going to read the whole thing. The same people that raided Israel are pouring into our once beloved, The same people that raided Israel are pouring into our once beautiful USA through our totally open southern border at record numbers. Are they planning an attack within our country? Crooked Joe Biden and his boss Barack Hussein Obama did this to us. Friends, the Democrats are no better. I'm here to tell you, I'm just trying to show you, these are the kind of things that, although you're not exposed to them, people are getting exposed to these things, and they're arming themselves. And I am here to tell you, friends, that I know we've already seen crimes against Hispanics and crimes against people, migrants and things of this nature. And then we've seen counter crimes against police officers and others just because of the color of their skin, whether it's darker or lighter. I'm just here to tell you that these are just evidences that when God allows the four winds to let go, it's going to be like we have never seen it before. Get ready for a civil war. Get ready for wars and rumors of wars, bloodshed, a lack of safety. Friends, if you can, really start listening. Not if you can. Trust God and pray and do what you can to move out of the city with the Spirit's leading. It's not going to be safe in the cities, especially in this turbulent time. So when the four winds get let go, there will be a time that we have never seen before in our lives. And so it was strife, bloodshed. And so you need the four wind of the Holy Spirit to fill you and wake up those dry bones so that we can be ready to receive what God would have us and just be ready to have our calling and election sure. That's our message for today, my friends. The four winds striving upon the great sea represents the turbulence of nations, the crime, the wars, the rumors of wars, and it's coming again. That's why it's important. And the angels, the Bible says, are holding them back so that God's people can get it right, to wake up those dry bones and have the Spirit of the Lord filling us so that the seal, which is God's Sabbath, friends, which reminds us of his creative work, creating in us a clean heart, is firmly bedded in our frontal lobe. That's what I want. Is that what you want? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the truth. Thank you very much for symbolic, the key to understand the symbols of the Bible. We ask that as we study Daniel 7, that you will help us understand the rise and fall of nations. For you have said in Daniel 2 that you raise up kings and you put them down. And so, Father, we are your nonpartisan servants, trying to help people of all persuasions, all races, all political parties to learn and be blessed by the ways of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my dear friends, it's time for us to take a break. Little intermission. We'll be back with the After the Torso song. We'll be talking about rheumatoid arthritis.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home. maladies may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to the north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
Diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, praise God. Rheumatoid arthritis is a autoimmune disease, and autoimmune diseases basically are diseases wherein the immune system is overactive, and in its overactive state, it begins to damage and sometimes destroy human tissue. And so because it's an arthritis, RA is the abbreviation, rheumatoid arthritis, basically it destroys the synovial membrane around the joints. And so if you find that, you know, you have it in both hands or you have it in both feet, that's generally rheumatoid arthritis, whereas osteoarthritis can just be singular on one hip, one side, one joint, not so much systemic. So that's a sign if both hands are bothered at the same time. Not always, but, you know, then you might want to be thinking it's an autoimmune condition. You've got to get rid of the leaky gut. You've got to do some fasting. Get on the live-free lifestyle to get your gut healed. You know, the flesh of animals, animal products, processed foods, that's not really best for our healing and for our health. We want to take in simple foods. And sometimes you do have to do some fasting to give the gut a break so it can heal. When you do that, it will help you a lot with the leaky gut problem. And so leaky gut allows too much of certain substances that should stay in the food tube to get into the bloodstream, and it causes the immune system to go on high alert. You need things that calm that immune system down, that calm inflammation down. In addition to a healthy lifestyle, we use herbal extract, the ArthriteX herbal extract. That's one of the things that we use. We also have a anti-inflammation herbal tonic powder that you can find. Just look up anti-inflammation on our website in the store. ArthriteX is an herbal extract that uses, I didn't make up these names, Devil's Claw, Yucca, and alfalfa are three ingredients in the extract, among others. And so you can get better. You have to do some hydrotherapy. You have to change your lifestyle and diet. And you know, there's help for you if you have rheumatoid arthritis. Amen. That's kind of nice to talk about that after we've talked about dry bones, right? Okay, my friends, it's time now for roll call and sharing and caring. We have Sister Vicky out of Georgia saying good morning to us. We have Sister Gloria saying good morning to us out of Virginia. We have good morning from Brother Peyton. And I believe he mentioned that he's flying back today to North Carolina. We'll keep him in prayer. The family, they had a funeral yesterday. We're praying for you, brother. We have Sister Angela out of South Carolina and Sister Bernadette, who says good morning to us all from Florida. And we have from the country of Greece, Brother Saint God. Praise God. All right, on our call today, we have represented Ohio, Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, Delaware, and Delaware again. We have Michigan, Oklahoma, and New York. And we also have Georgia. Phone lines are open, my brothers and sisters, if there's anyone with a comment or question. And we've got Sister Desiree on the line. We'll take her call at this time.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope you can hear me. It's kind of shaky, hearing you speak. So anyway, it would seem as though you were on a call. I was speaking to a friend last night. We were studying Ezekiel dry bones, literally. And I'm like,
wow.
Hold up. Were they talking? Did they talk? Did they say this so Desiree can come on? I'm serious. And I said, Lord, the devil, I said, Father, forgive me. This is evil. This can't. like, don't think like that, Desiree, don't think like that. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So we studied, I said, so what we studying tonight, because I was transparent with him, allowing him to know what I was going through as a brother and a sister, as a sister in Christ. And I just thank God for him. He been studying with, you know, just needed that. And he, we were studying that. That was one of the things we studied that drive. We've been talking about oil being in our vessel, and then yesterday, dry bones. I cannot believe you talked about that today. I cannot.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. And talking about arthritis, my mom deals with arthritis, but she's in a nursing home. And the things you talk about is like, I can't find, you know, really doing, because it's a set schedule, a set everything. And I was like, what can I do for her? Her right hand, is she hasn't been able to take a shower so she can hold the pole and grip it good, because her hand, I think it's her right hand, either her right or her left, I can't remember, but it's swollen. And I don't know what to do, you know, just to give her some relief. And it's where she, I did share with her, you know, as far as the meat and stuff, and she understood that and gets that. But she is where she is. And they not, I tried to talk to the dietitian before, and I was like, Lord, I have to work with her where she's at. And so I was just wondering what I could do for that with her hand. And she's having such discomfort with that. So, but anyway, God be the glory, and thank him for waking up these, as he wakes up these dry bones and waking them up.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. So I will tell you, and there's information online, and I could probably get some information to you, but there's a treatment called a paraffin wax. You can buy a little off of Amazon, a little kit. That it's like a, it heats up the wax, and you actually dip your hand, and that paraffin wax, you pull your hand out, it forms like a glove. You just keep dipping it in, dipping it out, dipping it in, pulling it out, and it does help to bring some relief when you have arthritis to your hand. So I just want to mention the paraffin treatment, the hand treatment. Also, you know, try to get some food, superfood into your mom, even though, you know, they're not going to change her diet. I mean, they're, even if they try to do vegetarian, they do not a good job. It's a lot of processed foods and white flour products and those kind of things. So we want to supplement and get a superfood that you can take over there that she can shake up in a jar, mix with some water or juice and drink it down, like our super tonic. You just have to supplement with better things than they will give her there. And just, you know, if you're able to go over from time to time and give her a little hand treatment, paraffin treatment, that would be what I would recommend.
I appreciate that. And you said some type of tonic she could drink, you said?
Yeah, we have a super tonic. I'm just thinking for the nutrition. Of course, we have arthritis formulas and things like that, but she's got to, you know, if she just gets good alkaline nutrition, it may just even help with the pain, you know?
Right. That's what I was thinking, too. That's fine. Yeah, I was just asking you to repeat it so I could remember to go to the
Yeah, the one we have is called the AAA Super Tonic Superfood. And it's on our website. You can contact me about it.
Okay. I appreciate
all
that.
Right,
thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to, I believe that's Sister Wanda in Oklahoma. Good morning, sis.
Good morning. God bless. God bless. God bless.
Yeah.
You know, praise the Lord. And good morning, everyone. I just thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. It's not I, but Christ. But I am learning more and more to be such a lover of His Word. It just really do what His Word says to me. And that is just restore the dry bones and the hungering and the thirsting for Him more and more when I hear it. Like you said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. And that word this morning, and I thank God He's been waking me up early enough, because remember I had said to you that I had been slacking on getting on the calls, because I don't spend my time with him in the morning. I wake up tired, go to bed tired, go. And then, you know, when I wake up, I don't really get that time with him. But when he wakes me up and he says, you know, I'm always so thankful and grateful, and it's always a blessing in store. Yeah, I have no idea for Jesus too, and I'm so excited how he uses you. If he does it for you, family of God, he can do it for all of us. Because if we are connected to him, that's what we want. We want to be used, even when we don't even know it and realize it. And so I was so blessed. And I'm always blessed. But really quick, also, I did have a question just about the lymphatic study you did, class you did on Sunday. And I was told, now, does the rebouncer really, you know, help, and could that prevent some of those buildups that would cause those cancers in the lymphatic system? Could that help prevent that if you would use the rebouncer?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's called a rebounder. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's very, very good for lymph flow and for preventing backup in the lymph, or even if you have some problems in your lymph, just to kind of get it flowing. A rebounder is very good. There's also, you can do find somebody, or even you can do it yourself. You can find videos online that talk about lymph drainage massage and massaging in certain areas of your own body, of your lymph. But definitely rebounding is awesome.
Okay, thank you so much. God
you
bless
are welcome.
You.
God bless you. Thank you for
you and
your
everyone else on the call. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. All right, friends, is there anyone else before we close out with our prayer and get ready for our day? Is there anyone else that wants to share anything with us today? Well, we've gotten through a first full day. This is our second full day here at the Wellness Retreat here at Torso. So we praise God for our guests that are here, and we are seeing God do a work in their lives. All right, my friends, we're going to have a word of prayer at this time. Father in heaven, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that can be infused from the four winds to awaken dry bones of the church among those who will hear the word of the Lord. So this means, Father, it doesn't have any bearing on where you help us regardless of our station in life, our socioeconomic class, our race, our gender. You just want to have a people that will hear your word. So I pray, Lord, that you bless us and you keep us. We want to pray for Brother Hayton, who lost his sister, and she was funeralized yesterday. We pray that those of us who are still alive, particularly in his family, that we will make our calling and election sure. Father, we thank you so much for all who are listening to this message, and the loved ones and friends of those listening, that we will be closer to you, that we will have a surrendered life, and that we will have a resurrection of our dry bones. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now at this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now, undreamed of. Happy Tuesday. God bless you. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I